Have you heard the one about the man who earned $10 million last year telling ethnic jokes? That would be Russell Peters. According to Forbes magazine, he's one of the highest-earning comedians in the world. The Indian-born Canadian has made his way to the top by tearing into his own and other cultures. Reporter Anita Elash went to a Russell Peters performance in Toronto.
Please welcome Brampton's favorite son, Russell!
Thousands of people fill a city block in downtown Toronto to hear Russell Peters' special brand of ethnic comedy.
Last weekend was a significant holiday for Indian people. It was July 11th, and that's a big holiday for my people because that's 7-Eleven.
Peters always begins his routines with jokes about Indians, but by the time he's finished, pretty much no race or ethnic group is left standing.
Black people, I see black people out there too. All right, let's keep the gunshots to a minimum.
Peters is not what you'd call politically correct, and that's a big part of the appeal for this audience. Most of them are brown-skinned, too.
He's great. You feel so much at home when he tells those kind of jokes, okay, because we crack those jokes all the time back home.
At the beginning, he was make jokes about him, about his culture. Then he make jokes about everybody at the same level, and we like that. We like to know about things that we are wrong on it and we think wrong about it.
Ethnic humor is nothing new on the comedy circuit. Here's comedian Pat Paulsen in blackface on the Smothers Brothers show in 1974.
I really think it's terrible what's happening in this country and jokes they make about minorities. I'd like to give you some examples of this bigoted humor. You know what caused the California earthquake? They buried a Pollock and the earth rejected him.
More recently, comics like Dave Chappelle and Carlos Mencia made millions, poking fun at stereotypes of blacks and Latinos. Peters told jokes about Indians and other immigrants for 15 years before he got his first taste of fame. 5 years ago, one of his performances went viral on YouTube. Since then, he's become the leader of what some call the third path in comedy. Not white or black, but brown. And he's opened the way for a whole new stream of ethnic comic. Mark Breslin is the founder of the comedy club chain Yuck Yucks.
Russell has achieved this level of fame without becoming a movie star or a TV star. And that makes his achievement even more amazing. Now, what that says to me is the incredible level of need for a voice of a people. And that's what Russell has become. He's become the voice of brown people who have been denied an active voice as a participant in global culture until now.
Peters says he didn't set out to become the comedic voice of brown people. He grew up in an immigrant neighborhood just outside Toronto, so he was just telling the jokes that came most naturally.
You know, when I started doing this 20 years ago, I was the first Indian guy, and people weren't ready yet. Immigrants were still very new in 89, you know. And immigrants are now more settled in and they're more comfortable with their position. And then they see someone that looks like not the norm and they want to hear what this guy has to say.
This audience can't seem to get enough of it.
I always think that we should always have like an Indian ice hockey team. That's what I think we need, you know? I think it'd be dope. They'd be like the Toronto Maple Seeks. I think it'd be incredible. You know, they wouldn't wear helmets. Just blue and white turbans, you know, I'm just thinking out loud, that's all.
Peters says he's looking forward to a new kind of comedian, the brown guy who people will laugh at, even if he doesn't tell a single ethnic joke. For the world, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.
Sing, knocks it to sing, sing, shoots on sing, oh, sing misses.